From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations accuses South Sudan of using a scorched earth policy against civilians. A new UN report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape as a weapon of terror against the civilian population. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein has more.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. During the period of the report from April to September 2015, the UN recorded 1,300 reported rapes in oil-rich Unity State alone. The report says sexual assaults are carried out with extreme brutality. It finds girls and women of all ages are subjected to multiple gang rapes. Some are then killed, while others are abducted and held in sexual slavery as so-called wives for soldiers in barracks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Angolan President Jose Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, said Friday he will quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. Dos Santos spoke to leaders of the ruling MPLA party in the capital, Luanda. He has led Angola since 1979 and has hinted at retirement before, but always remained in office. A spokesman for the opposition UNITA party said Friday that his party will believe Dos Santos is stepping down when they see it. The president is nearing the end of a five-year term that began when his party won the August 2012 general election. This is VOA News. An official with Amnesty International has criticized European plans to send migrants and refugees from Europe back to Turkey. Speaking in the Greek port of Piraeus Friday, Edward Nazarski, the director of Amnesty in the Netherlands, said that Turkey is not safe for migrants and conditions there would be worse.
Turkey isn't a safe country for refugees at this moment, and there has to be an enormous amount of effort in order to build that can be done. So this plan is not a very good plan in order to protect refugees.
Nazarski also criticized Greece's asylum process on human rights grounds. In the face of UN opposition, the European Union and Turkey are working to finalize a plan to return to Turkey all migrants arriving in Greece from there. Former U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson has endorsed party frontrunner Donald Trump. At a news conference in Florida, Carson, a retired neurosurgeon, said he had talked with Trump and found that there was a lot more alignment philosophically and spiritually than he thought before.
There are two different Donald Trumps. There's the one you see on the stage, and there's the one who's very cerebral, sits there and considers things very carefully. You can have a very good conversation with him. And that's the Donald Trump that you're going to start seeing more and more of right now.
Trump has now received endorsements from two former challengers. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie endorsed him last month. Carson's endorsement comes just days before some crucial primaries, including winner-take-all primaries in Florida and Ohio next Tuesday. Dignitaries from the worlds of religion, politics, journalism, and entertainment gathered at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Friday for the funeral of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. First Lady Michelle Obama, former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura, former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton, and members of presidential families stretching back to the Kennedy administration were in attendance. Ronald Prescott Reagan, the couple's son, remembered his mother as a woman who gave his father the strength and courage to run for office.
They were co-equals. They complemented one another. Individually, they may have gone far, but together, they could and did go anywhere.
Nancy Reagan died Sunday at age 94 of congestive heart failure, 12 years after her husband. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.